Blog Talk Radio.
Lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music. Welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the Manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend. We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506. The Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart.
Absolutely. It's just good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Hello to all of you wonderful, sweet, kind, and adorable people who are so nice to be here with us tonight here on the Rad Reality Show Network on this Thursday, August 15, 2013, for our Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show hosted by Big Brother alumni Michael Cowboy Ellis, who's bringing us an exciting special guest tonight. I absolutely adored him on Big Brother 14, and I can't wait to have him back on air with us tonight. Chef Joe Arvin joins us tonight. And on air with me right now is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I apologize for not having my switchboard updated. And I played the wrong clip at the beginning of the show, but hopefully our clipmaster here will be able to cut that out. And on our rebroadcast, we'll be able to not hear Michelle Costa's clip at the beginning of the show. Paul, how are you doing up there in Minnesota?
What day is it? Is this Monday? I'm so sorry. That's so embarrassing for you, Cherry. I am not doing that well. One of my favorite house guests went home, and I was so sad about it. I didn't think the episode gave a good enough edit for the fight that happened. That was epic the other night. But I really, she was in an unfortunate position, but I really loved her, and I was so sad to see her go. So I'm a little melancholy about it.
Aw, I'm sorry. Well, let's bring up the host of our show, the cowboy with the biggest heart and the biggest hat, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you?
Boy, who's been lying to you? I am doing great. I really honestly thought it was Monday, and I was like, oh, my days is off. But, Manic Monday, love the song, love Michelle Costa, so she gets a shout-out. I think she probably paid Cherry to play the wrong song just to get a shout-out. But anyway, she gets a shout-out. So, but I'm really excited about tonight. We've got a lot going on. First off, I want to apologize that I was not here last Thursday, but I still brought a guest. And I heard that Gene from the Glass House is awesome. I did hear that I accidentally told Cherry it was going to be Big Easy, so Big Easy got a shout-out for free. I tell you what, there's just so much going on, and I guess I just got off the phone with Big Easy, working with him on a couple of things. A charity next week, and then, of course, a charity next month. And I'm pretty sure I've got someone hopefully on the switchboard. Is she on the air yet?
Yes, she is.
Okay,
she
let's go ahead.
On the switchboard. I haven't brought her up live yet.
Okay. We're going to bring a special person that's been introduced in my life. And she is holding a charity event in Oklahoma City, actually Norman/Oklahoma City, next month. And I'm really, really excited about it. And, a lot to talk about tonight. But before Chef Joe calls in, we're going to bring up Brandy. We're going to talk about this charity. And then we will bring up Chef Joe.
Brandy, hi. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. You're live on the Rad Reality Show on the Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Brandy, how are you, babe?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. I tell you what, Brandy and I was introduced by a mutual friend. What was it, about 2 weeks ago, Brandy? Has it been longer?
I think it's only been about 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. And I tell you what, we hit it off. I don't know. It's just, it's like when I look in the mirror or look at her, I almost see myself. She's just so incredible, but she makes me look bad. But, Brandy, I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, and then we will talk about the event that's going to be happening next month and what three reality stars we're actually trying to fly in and working on as we speak, and even my producers didn't even know that was going on. It was like behind the scenes, but we will announce who the three will be that we are trying to get. We're working on a couple of sponsors for that, but they have confirmed them dates. We just got to work on a couple of things. But Brandy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm 25. I just moved to Norman, Oklahoma, and I live with my roommate, Jana McGuire. She's like the sister, best friend type thing. We have a dog, a cat, and our newest fish is our newest pet. His name is Henry the Eighth. We had to give him a royal name because he has royal colors. He's purple and gold. But I graduated from Sequoia High School, and I started getting into charities there. I had some close friends that needed help raising money for some family projects. So that's originally how I got into some charity events. And it warmed my heart helping people. Right out of high school, I was 18, started working at the Claymore Police Department, and they were always doing charity events and giving back to the community as well. So I just continued with that. And while working at the police department, I lost a bet with a fellow police officer and ended up my torture was doing Miss Oklahoma, which I thought was just going to be the most terrible thing ever because I've never worn makeup at that point or did anything fancy, never wore heels. Ended up competing in Miss Oklahoma USA, and I was told that you had to have a platform. So I said, well, I needed to actually participate in the platform. So I started doing charity events while competing. I got Miss Congeniality and the Mentor Award, and it was a lot of fun. I did it the following year as well. And it just kind of grew from there. People were asking me to throw events and to help them out, and I just can't say no. So
that's so sweet.
And, you know, I told her that I was going to bring this up, and I have to. She actually rescued a raccoon at the age of, did you say 14?
Yeah, I was 14. We still have her. Her name is Nora.
She also has a deer. Yeah, but she rescued this raccoon at the age of 14, but she stuck this raccoon in her school locker, guys, in her school locker, and she fed it every day. And one day the principal saw claws coming out of the locker, and she got suspended for rescuing this raccoon. I thought it was the funniest thing ever, but she's got a heart of gold.
Yeah. I think it's suspended. I got a week of detention, but he let me end up keeping the raccoon in his office after that, so I was able to bottle feed every couple hours. Still, I just had to go to detention for a week, but it was funny because he came and got me out of class, and he's like, "What do you have in your locker?" And I was like, "Books and papers. What else?" And he's like, "No, there's cloth coming out of your locker." I don't know what to talk about. What? Open your locker. I was like, God dang it. So I opened it up, and here comes this little raccoon. Yeah, but my family's actually a wildlife rehab, so we have all kinds of crazy critters. But the raccoon and the deer that we've had since I was 14, and they're like our little family pets. So
we're going to get on a serious level because I do have our next co-host. Well, he's my co-host on another radio show I do. But he's my guest for tonight. But on a serious note, will you tell us what this charity that we are working on for next month, which is September the 14th, will you let everyone know what's going on?
Okay. Well, basically, I had a guy contact me on Facebook, and he was just someone that added me and saw that I did charity events and told me about his niece, who's 7 years old. Her name is Maddie, and she's dealing with her second round of leukemia. So, I just started keeping up with her feed on Facebook and wanted to do something special for them and created a charity event, which I'm a big fan of, like Big Brother, The Amazing Race, and stuff like that. So I wanted to do something fun and thought what better way to do it than like an at-home Amazing Race. And have everybody come out with live entertainment. But all the proceeds are going to Maddie. She's 7 years old. She actually just got out of the hospital today, and she's doing better. She was feeling pretty ill last week because she had her round of chemotherapy. But she's better. She's at home. And all the proceeds are going to her. She's the sweetest little thing and very, very strong. But someone introduced me to Cowboy, and he was going to help me out. And come out and help show me how to do the big time big ropes. So I'm pretty excited to have everyone's help and opportunity to do this.
And guys, you know, Brandy's really good about keeping me updated about Maddie, and she sends me pictures, and it breaks my heart because I'm like, what if this is one of my kids? What if I financially cannot afford to pay for chemo and stuff like that? And to be honest with you, it would be like that. I mean, it would set me back so much. And this kind of hit home to me. And, you know, of course, you know, I do a lot of charities and stuff. And so Brittany was very, very open when I started saying, okay, let's tweak some things. Let's do this, this, let's do this. But, you know, Brittany is amazing as well. But one thing that she didn't plan on that I kind of threw her curveball was to actually go ahead and bring three reality stars to this event. And we're working on a couple of sponsors. It will happen, actually, because Brandy's always on the phone. She works so hard. She's always doing meetings and all this. But the three reality stars that will be coming to the event next month is David and Mary from Amazing Race, which is my co-host of this show as well. And
they are on the switchboard right now.
Awesome. Well, you can bring them up. Brandy has never heard their voice, so that will be first time ever. And Big Easy from MTV Challenges will be at this event as well. So we're bringing three Kentucky people to Oklahoma. How crazy is that?
That would be
David
incredible.
And Mary, are you on?
That would be incredible. I can bring them up.
Okay.
We have David and Mary live with us now.
Hello, Brandy.
Hi, how are
Brandy.
You doing?
Hi, Dave.
Hi, cowboy.
Hello, babe. And just so you know, Brandy is the one that's organizing the event in Norman/Oklahoma City.
We've been on listening since.
What did you say?
We've been on listening since Michelle Costa's theme was played. I thought something's wrong.
Cowboy Brahma says it ain't tornado season.
Yeah, better not be no tornado season.
No,
there's no tornadoes. This has been gone since May, so you're safe.
I will have a hard
time. Should I go ahead and bring Chef Joe up as well?
Absolutely, but real quick, David, just so you know, because we've tweaked some things, we're actually going to probably get to see OU play football. So you're going to actually get to see my Oklahoma Sooners play
some
like football.
Oklahoma.
Oh, I know you do. All
okay,
right,
well,
Chef Joe.
Let's bring him up. I am so proud to bring back on air with us on the Rad Reality Show on the Big Brother 15 Roundtable Show, Chef Joe Arvin. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. I want to talk some soup here. Hey, I'm here. Let's talk.
Let's do it.
Hey, you know, hey, Chef Joe, you know, you're from Kentucky, and here we got three Kentucky people on the air. And what do you think about us bringing three Kentucky people to Oklahoma? Do you think they're going to be lost?
I think they'll be perfectly at home. I mean, minus the horses. Minus the horses. I mean, look, Kentucky is a wonderful, wonderful place. I have four kids. There's no better place on earth to raise your kids.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I was just there, and God willing, I might be back there next week.
So, Terry, call me tomorrow. We've got you at the Galt House, honey. Big deal.
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
Not kidting. Call me tomorrow, please.
Breaking news. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Oh, my God.
That is, oh, it's breaking news. Cherry Garcia is going to be in Kentucky. Speaking of Kentucky, we will do our live show in Kentucky next week, just so everyone knows. We will do it live. I think I fly into Kentucky. I think I'm at y'all's place by noon, I think, but I could be wrong. I think I am wrong. But we will have plenty of time to be able to do the live show, probably from the Gott House. Everyone's going to know where we're at. We're going to be stalked. But it's going to be a great time. And real quick, hey, Brandy, before we get you off, have you been watching any of this season of Big Brother?
I've caught the last few episodes, yes. But I missed Friday or Saturday. I had some meetings. I was trying to get some sponsors to call y'all in. So I missed that one, but I did catch tonight's episode.
So what was your first impression?
My first impression was, like, I mean, all these people are a lot different than I guess, used to watching on Big Brother. I guess I'm biased to your episodes now because I've watched it again and gone through and watched. You guys all had really fun and outgoing characters, and just, like, everybody was so different. I haven't quite pinpointed anybody on this one yet that I'm like, I really like that one. I really hope that one wins. I'm kind of confused by all of them, so I'm just watching them still. I'm a little bit confused.
So you went back. I do know this. You went back and you went and watched some of my episodes of Big Brother Season 5, for the ones that don't know. And who was your favorite on there? And you don't have to say me. I love putting people on the spot like that.
Say Nicole.
My favorite at first was Jace, just because he was so entertaining. But towards the middle, I couldn't quite figure out where he was going with his personality. But overall, I probably have to say your sister, just because I really liked the way she played the game. She kept me on my toes. So.
No, absolutely. Nokomis was one of the best players in my season. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Nokomis. I really am.
Yeah, she's one of the smarter players of all time.
I was really impressed. I was like, man, that was a smart move right there. But yeah.
Well, Brandy, one last question before you get off the air. How can everyone that's listening to podcasts, to Blog Talk Radio, or in the chat room, how can people that want to donate to Maddie, the 7-year-old that has leukemia for the second time, how can they donate?
Well, we have a few different ways right now. The biggest one is a GoFundMe link, and it's www.gofundme.com/3096ZK. But in a couple of days, we'll have a text messaging way people can text to you, and it'll be added to their bill. And people can also PayPal or whatever else they'd like. I'll attach it to your Facebook if people want to go to your Facebook and find the links. But there's going to be a few different ways. And then if anybody wants to sponsor or anything like that, you know, we love that. So
we will take your money.
We will take your money. I can fly in, my friends.
Well, I tell you what, Brandy, when we go to the text message, which I'm really excited, we're working on something huge with that. Will you please give all that information on my Facebook page, which I know you will, and everyone that's listening, I think a lot of them is on my Facebook anyways. So everyone will be able to go to that page. There's already links to the donation page for Maddie on my Facebook page. And please help out. This little girl I cannot wait to meet her.
Up with her on Facebook too, she's got a Facebook page. It's called Go Team Maddie, and they can find her little Facebook page. And then our event page as well, I post updates about her on there, and that's the Race Against Cancer. If anybody wants to go to our Facebook event page and follow that.
Hey, Brandy, would you tell us how Maddie is spelled, just so we don't get it incorrect?
It's M-A-D-D-Y.
Thank you.
Well, Brandy, I tell you what, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, this young lady is amazing. I am very blessed that she has came into my life. And, you know, working with this charity for Maddie, and I look forward to actually meeting you. I think in the next couple of weeks I'm going up to Norman so I can meet Maddie for the first time. And I'm just so excited. My daughter Zoe was like, Dad, I want to go with you. And I was like, you know what? All right. You know, my daughter's got a good heart. I've raised her well. And, you know, this is a situation that, you know, everybody needs to be aware of. I mean, it's just, it's one of these things that actually happens in life, unfortunately. And Maddie's mom was crying a week ago, and Maddie came up to her mom and was like, Mama, we're going to get through this. And when Brandy told me this, I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, this 7-year-old is being so strong. And I'm very blessed of having four healthy kids. But you know what? Maddie's staying strong. She's doing well. And hopefully we can help this family financially because, Brandy, this is right. I mean, they have not regrouped from the first time that she's had leukemia, right?
Mm-hmm, right. I actually met with multiple families when I was at the OU Children's Hospital. Originally, I was going to donate to about 10 different families, and they all told me to go ahead and donate it all to Maddie because this is their second round. They felt like she needed more help, so that's what we're doing.
And that's incredible. You're doing great stuff. Keep it up, and we will all be rooting for you because she will be going for Miss Oklahoma next year. And we will be watching you on TV.
Thanks. I was going to do it this year. It just didn't pan out, but there's always next year.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you so much, Brandy.
Brandy, I will talk to you later. Thank you so much
for
calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brandy.
Thank you, dear.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
You know, I...
Go ahead, Mike.
I don't know where that sound's coming from. I know Chi-Town Joe was saying there's some noise. I don't know where it's coming from. But, you know, real quick, and then we're going to get Chef Joe up here. He's been very patient. Let me tell you real quick about Brandy. She's not selfish one bit. She actually was going to run for Miss Oklahoma this year, and her kid sister needed a dress. And so she gave her gown and everything. And so she's not able to go for Miss Oklahoma this year. So she has to until next year so she can get money in to get all of her stuff. And that's why I think that we were meant to be with this charity because she always puts everyone before herself. And she's just an incredible young lady. And I'm just so excited that now David and Mary's going to get a part to get to meet her and get to meet Maddie as well. And get to watch the Boomer Sooners play football. So a lot going on. We're going to get off of that. Real quick, I want to kick this off. I'm throwing y'all under the bus real quick. I see that we have the house rodent. Is there any possible way we can play that video and then go strictly into business? Because we got a lot of business to talk about tonight.
Let's see.
Chef Joe, if you have not ever heard of the house rodent, you're about to hear the most awesome clip in history of his production.
Are you talking about the cowboy one?
The cowboy one.
I got it if you don't, Cherry.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is HR, the Big Brother House Rodent, and the ghost of Jordan the Squirrel. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis. Roundtable? Cowboys don't belong at roundtables. Knights belong at roundtables. Cowboys belong around campfires eating beans and passing gas after a hard day of poking little doggies. HR, I don't think Cowboy pokes little doggies. You're right, Squirrel. He's totally obsessed with Cassie. Like he's really got a chance. How's your woman Rachel doing, HR? Shut up, Squirrel. Fine. I'm late for deep dish pizza night with Ron Rad anyway. Good riddance. And tell Ron HR says hi. You're listening to the Reality Roundtable with Michael Cowboy Ellis.
Thank you, Paul. That is awesome. Chef Joe, what did you think of that? Wasn't that awesome?
That right there, it makes my night.
He's on a new series right now called Duck at Night. If you go to YouTube, enter Duck at Night, and it's a
It's a spoof on Dick at Night, and it is some funny stuff. Just don't have your kids around the computer.
That is awesome. You know, I tell you what, I invited Chef Joe to come and be a part of our show tonight. We signed with TVTalk.com, and we did our first segment last night. Boy, it was fun, wasn't it, Joe?
I'll tell you this, it was a riot. I mean, when you get a chance to just have fun and relax and say, hey, you know, this is what my experience was like on Big Brother, hey, it's relaxing. You can vent and not get voted out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I tell you what, it was kind of weird. This is kind of the behind the scenes because we can actually talk about it because obviously we can't talk about it on TV Talk because, you know, it's a 20-minute show. But what was so weird was I came to the computer and Skype was ringing. I did not know that Chef Joe was going to call me with video. So video goes on, and Chef Joe, what was the first thing that you saw?
I was like, that dude is naked. What the hell is wrong with this kid?
Well, guys,
it's not a porn show. This is a kid show.
I wasn't naked. I just had my shirt off. I didn't realize that he was going to come with video. But it was a lot of fun. You can actually listen to the podcast on TVTalk.com. I listened to it this morning. It was great. Chef Joe is hilarious, and that's why I'm really excited to have him on tonight. He's always got some great thoughts, and, you know what? If y'all listen, did anyone... And y'all going to hurt my feeling. Has anyone here on the air or in the chat room listened to our podcast this morning?
That would be
good. Yeah. You have a special call that we have on the switchboard, though, that if you wouldn't mind, Cowboy, I'd like to answer.
Okay.
The switchboard? We got somebody talking?
And we have a very special call on the switchboard.
I'm scared now.
We have a call from Kentucky.
Oh,
on
come
the switchboard.
On.
Wow.
I believe this might be all of Joe's kids. How are you? You're on the air on the Rad Reality Show with your dad, Chef Joe. Say something. Say hi.
Hi.
How cool is this?
Hi.
Hey, I haven't been home in a week. You can talk to me. Come on.
That is awesome. Hey, you know, I tell you what. Oh, my goodness. When we were on cam last night, Chef Joe actually got to see all – you actually saw two out of three kids that's in my house. And what was so funny is my 8-year-old was hilarious. Chef started laughing and everything. He goes, I know what you're going through. You know? So I tell you what, I'm teary now. I know how it is being on the road and everything. To Chef Joe's kids, you know, it's incredible to have y'all call into my show. Your dad is an amazing guy, and y'all should be very proud of him because he is awesome, and I'm so excited that I get to do my radio show on TVTalk.com with your dad. So thank y'all so much. If you can, you know, when you watched your dad on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Were you very proud of your dad?
Yeah, we had fun watching it.
Did he crack you up? I mean, because your dad did some funny stuff in the house.
Yeah, all of us.
What was your favorite moment of your dad and Big Brother? What was your favorite moment of your dad on Big Brother?
When he was lying in bed and it was dark, and he was with Dan, and he was supposed to be talking to Shane, and he goes, "Dan, what's up?"
This is Paul from Minnesota, kids. I don't know which one of you is talking right now, but I have to say my favorite moment, and I'm not just saying this because Jerry will back me up, was when we got to see you kids and your mom, the family clip. That was one of my favorite moments of that season, Jerry. Did I not say that?
Yep.
We had a lot
my
of fun
favorite
food.
Moment was when he talked about if he could have his wish come true, him and his best friend would start a boys' club.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry.
That was my favorite moment.
And, hey, guess what, Jerry? On that statement, I just got to see my best friend from first grade.
You're kidding me.
He talked about that. Because my best friend actually is a teacher over in China right now. He came home to see his parents, and we literally had one day. It was an open window that we would get to see each other. And guess what we talked about? The very
oh,
first
my gosh. That will forever be etched in my heart. I will never forget that story as long as I breathe on this earth. I will never forget that story.
Yeah,
We sat in the car, and, you know, it was very limited time, but the very first sentence that come out of our mouths is, if we ever have money, and if we ever can talk to people, what would we do? And it would be the boys. We would create it. And we actually spent the night talking about how to make that happen.
I always liked you, and I always, you know, I was always for you, but after that night, I was like Team Joe all the way. And, I mean, that story was etched in my heart forever and ever, and you really touched my heart after that night.
I forgot about that moment, and this is a true story. I mean, obviously, you're going to know that I said it, but, you know, I related to Chef Joe. I teared up because on my season, my ultimate goal was to create a dude ranch for kids, and it was actually on, I said it, you know, if I won $500,000, what would I do? And I said I would create a dude ranch for kids and teach them, you know, horseback riding and how to keep up with everyday life. And when I heard Chef Joe say that, it hit home to me because Chef Joe was several years after me. What's so weird is I'm old school, but he's older than me. It's kind of funny, but you know, I'm old school, and I was a baby when I did my show, and my heart's still with charities and stuff like that and helping young kids. And when I heard that, it really, I don't know, I'm a family man, and y'all all know I was a sucker for, you know, family people, and Chef Joe was there. I was, you know, cooking at that time. I actually had recipes that I would give to our listeners last season. And but I promise you without a question of doubt, I have never seen your cooking, but I guarantee you, you cook better than I do. And, you know, I just, it's one of them things where, and the only reason I know that, guys, is he's working on a few things. I don't know if he's able to share it with us, but if he wasn't a good cook, he wouldn't be where he's at right now. And I know that he's an amazing cook. Are you able to tell us anything that you're doing right now?
I'll tell you this, Cowboy. I would love to have some time where we could actually cook together because cooking is my passion. I mean, it's what I do. I mean, obviously, I showed it on the show a little bit, but there was mornings I'd get up and I would work with people. I'd work with Frank, and create. We did the avocado cheesecake, but I just want to show people that food somehow, somewhere, actually equals family, and it equals one of the best kind of cons. The only reason I'm a chef today is because of my mother, and my mother made people happy.
Right.
That's
you
incredible.
Know what? Sit down to Thanksgiving dinner, and I'd be like, "Holy shit! People are smiling. People like
yeah.
it. People love. People are. I mean, they come to prayer over this, over food."
Absolutely. Food's awesome. I tell you what. You know, I was raised Southern Baptist, and our Baptist preacher would say, "Hey, we're going to let y'all out early just so we can hit all the restaurants before everyone else does." So Baptists love food. So, but I mean, food makes happiness, like you're saying, and it brings everyone together. You know, that's why back in the day, you sat around the table with nice food. And you conversated. TVs was not turned on, or you couldn't hear radio, or you didn't have cell phones back then. You know, food was a conversation piece of no other. And I tell you what, Chef, I actually tried to get you to come to one of the events. I'm president on an organization in New Hampshire. We do Toys for Tots. I cook every year, and I tell you what, if we can make it happen, I'd be honored to cook next to you right there. I might blush a little bit because I know that you can probably throw better dishes than I do. Everyone praised how well I cook, but, you know, it would be that bonus to have you there. And
I'll tell you this on air. On air right now, Chef Joe and, hey, my kids and my family would be at Toys for Tots if you invited.
Wow. It is December the 7th. It's December the 7th. I'm pretty sure that's right. I don't have my calendar right now, but I'm pretty sure that's what we set it to. And it'll be in New Hampshire. I'll give you all the details. We're in contact now. I'll give you all the contacts.
I might even be able to have a food truck there.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome. And I tell you what, Chi-Town Joe's in the chat room right now, and he used to be a chef as well, and he cooked with me for the first year when I started, when I actually was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And he was my partner in crime. And last year, David and Mary, that's on the switchboard, actually got to work with me in the kitchen, and I was all over. They were like, "What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?" I guess I'm just not used to delegating because I'm just used to just throwing out meals, and which I think we did very well. Mary kicked butt. You can tell that she cooks for a large family. We cooked for what, about 50 to 60 people, and
I thought it was like 100 or 200. We cooked all night.
We did. We cooked for several hours.
Huh?
Yeah, come but on, man. One thing he didn't tell you is you better make sure you bring extra warm clothes. A lot of toboggans and a lot of gloves.
Yeah, you do a parade in the snow.
That's my Kentucky boy right there. I'm sorry, I don't know who's speaking, but let me tell you this. Yeah, you're right, David.
Well, Chef Joe, I tell you what, I make some mean chicken and dumplings. I have to say that. Everyone that ate them, I mean, ate them up. They were like, holy moly. I had people left and right wanting the recipe. You can ask David and Mary on the air.
I couldn't second that because by the time we got done fixing food, your chicken and dumplings was gone.
We got to eat that.
Cowboy, how do you make your dumplings?
How do I make my chicken and dumplings? I use heaven whipping cream.
That's one of our dumpling recipes.
I boil my chicken, and then I pull out my chicken, I debone it and everything, but I leave the broth into the pan, and I pour heavy whipping cream in, and I get it to a boil, and then I just get biscuits, and I pull it and make the dumplings that way.
Your biscuit recipe.
What?
He just takes candy and honey.
You have a biscuit recipe, or are you pulling in, like, biscuit?
No, like Pillsbury.
Yeah, I'm cheating. You probably make your own dumplings.
You're cheating.
I am cheating.
He's cheating. He's making a hillbilly chicken and dumplings.
That's how I make them.
You can't do
and he's
that.
From Oklahoma.
My mother taught me how we do bacon fat in a grease pan in a cast iron skillet.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
There we go. There we go.
And my mother makes the best dumplings in the world, but I guarantee you it ain't out of a can. And I guarantee you, you cannot. I mean, you would not
even. I've rolled out my own dumplings.
You will lick your lips. You will hit yourself in the nose over my mother's dumplings. It has nothing to do. I mean, when you do that kind of soup, it really matters. Because I've seen people put, like, you know, biscuits in, like a biscuit out of a can. That's bullshit. I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, how about we talk some Big Brother?
All right. Okay. So we got to talk Big Brother. We will talk dumplings later, Chef. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, wow, Jesse gets kicked out of the house 6-0, and I was really hoping that she was going to stir the house, well, she did stir the house up, but I was really hoping that Spencer went home. I really, well, to the jury house in a way. But, you know, I tell you what, she did make some awareness, and if you listen to our podcast, of Chef Joe and myself, Helen did get played this week. I think overall her numbers is numbered, and her days are numbered. And, you know, and Chef Joe, I guarantee you, was really happy, I guarantee you, to see this episode, wasn't you? Hello.
I'm sorry. You just came in. I was really happy.
Yeah, because, I mean, you really was so excited about yesterday's episode that Helen got played, and then all of a sudden, here is Jesse throwing her under the bus, and even Annie's like, I know that Jesse's telling the truth, because she came to me to get Amanda out of the house.
I mean, that's the weird factor about the house. I mean, sometimes you got to play different roles. Sometimes you got to lie. But getting her caught, yeah, I was excited about it. I'm like, I'm tired of the spin doctor.
I think the problem is that Helen believes her own lies.
Helen is a politician.
But she even went to Andy and said, Andy, you know it wasn't my deal.
What they want to hear when they need to hear it, and she will believe it to her core to get them to believe it with her. And that's just what a politician does. She's good at what she does.
She's told so many lies, she don't know which ones to believe.
She's
oh,
a
absolutely.
Politician, honey. She is in this game to win it.
I will absolutely.
Who just said that? I'm sorry, I don't know the name.
That
David.
Was Terry.
You are absolutely right. Inside that house, for some reason, when you know, and even if the public doesn't agree, you just know it. It's like growing up in Big Brother. You know what you're talking about. It's like trying to sell that to one of these young kids is cruel.
Yep, she is a politician. She knows exactly what she needs to tell people when she needs to tell them.
Yes,
and she will believe it right along with them if she needs to convince them.
Yep.
And
she's
playing
week.
This game. She has no emotional connection to anybody in that house. She's there to win that money, and she has her eye on the prize.
yeah.
with no emotional connection to anybody there, and she's there for that money. And
absolutely.
That's why
she's careful. She got called this week, guys. She got called.
She did. I think she got herself in a pot of boiling water this week, and I don't think there's going to do anything but she's going to have to bake in it.
What?
Because I do believe that Aaron's going to put her up.
Do you? So you think
I
she'll put
Aaron's
Helen up?
Okay, Cowboy, what you don't know is what is being said now, Paul can back me up, is on live feeds, okay, between commercial breaks when they were putting them outside for the competition, Alyssa refused to sit beside GM and Aaron, saying that they were PC, publicly incorrect. And so Aaron won. Who's she going to put up? Alyssa, of course. But Aaron even told GM, I need to talk to Amanda about this. Amanda's smarter than I am. She'll tell me the move. Amanda told her, Alyssa and Helen, you tell Helen you have to put her up because she's a vote to keep Alyssa in the house. We're going to get Helen out. So unless Helen wins HOH veto this week, Helen will be gone.
Well, I'll be glad to see it because she's been, her and Amanda
hey.
Have been secretly running.
But that's just
the
going into
hey,
next
Mary,
Thursday.
Hey, I've got a clip for that possibility for Helen.
Guys, we can't be too happy because next Thursday, the four evicted house guests in the jury get a chance to come back in the house. Who's going to come back with a fire to win it?
Judd.
I hope it's Judd.
I hope it's Judd, but I think that Helen's going to be so PO'd that she's going to come back in
the
house.
Here's my question.
Okay, go ahead.
I appreciate it. Here's my question. Do you think it's going to be a repeat of Big Brother 12, I think it was, with when Brendan Levine came in, or do you think the four of them will line up and try and get to compete for HOH? What do you think about that possibility?
I think they will be competing. Now, I don't think they will be competing with the rest of the house for HOH. I think there'll be two competitions, one to put one of them back in.
And they'll get a week free.
And then one for HOH.
And they'll get a week free.
I don't think they should get a week free.
They will.
Wow.
Last Chef Joe. Hopefully he'll call back. We've got somebody else on the switchboard.
Too bad Joe dropped off.
I know. Hopefully he'll call back. Panther. Thank you for calling in. How are you? Panther?
Hello.
Hi,
you're
Panther.
On there now.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
I got to shut this off.
There he is. She's in her car. Hold on, guys.
Thank you for calling back in, Chef Joe.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, Chef
I'm
Joe.
I'm trying to end this conversation.
Hey,
I mean, it's crazy.
Hey, hold on for a second. Joe, while you were gone, we have one of our Rad Reality Show family members and the director of Toys for Tots, Panther, came on the phone. So go ahead, Panther.
Hey, Cowboy. Hey, David and Mary. Hey, Chef Joe.
Hi, girl.
Hello.
I met you in New York.
You met me, Chef Joe, or who?
Yeah, Chef Joe. I met you in New York. I spoke to you about Toys for Tots.
Okay.
She's a biker, too.
And you didn't invite me? Come on.
I did invite you.
I was joking.
He said, did you like him?
Oh, I thought he said you didn't invite me?
That's what I thought he said.
Okay. And you know what? You're in the good ear. I have the hearing aid in, too, so I don't know why I didn't understand that. Of course I liked you.
Everybody loves Chef Joe.
So, Panther, what
Absolutely.
Do you think about What do you think about Big Brother tonight?
You know what? I'm on the road. I'm in Ohio right now,
oh,
so
you
I
haven't
didn't
watched
get,
it.
I haven't. I tried to get a live stream, but I didn't get to see it. So
what part of Ohio?
Why don't you swing on down to St. Louis?
What part of Ohio? Where are we? How far away from Toledo are we?
Well, that's a long ways away, Dave.
No, we just left Indiana. Not
oh,
just,
okay.
Obviously. If we're in Ohio, we didn't just leave, but I guess we're in Sandusky County.
Yeah, it's by Cincinnati.
So I didn't get to see it, but I just, you know, was listening to the show, and I thought I'd just jump in and say howdy to everybody because we're on the road. So.
Well, howdy.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And it won't be long before we're all up in your neck of the woods at Toys for Tots.
I can't wait. I'm very excited. I've got to get a big jump on it. This was my last hurrah for a while, so I've got to get a jump on it because I'm getting my new knee October 1st. So.
Oh, my gosh. You like to cut things close, don't you?
Well, you know.
Well,
that's
we were just starting to talk about Big Brother with Chef Joe and find out his thoughts on the season. You want to hang with us?
Sure.
Awesome. Chef
Joe? What happened to Cowboy? Did he drop off?
No. I'm still here. So, Aaron, we're going to tell you, Aaron won HOH.
She won.
I see her winning the whole show. I'm not surprised.
Who was
well,
that?
I tell you, you said you see her winning the whole show.
Absolutely.
I can see it.
I don't want it to happen, but I see it happening.
The problem I have with that, and I don't really have a problem with her winning it, but there's no way. When it comes to jury votes, she can win it, undoubtedly, but she'll never have jury votes.
Yeah, who would she have to be up against?
And now there's nine. You guys understand what it takes? I mean, I sat in a jury house. I did it with seven. When it takes nine, that's a whole different category. You have to have made friends with nine people.
Right.
It's virtually impossible. So then you think about maybe seven of the nine, five of the nine, three of the nine. You have to think about that. I mean,
well,
when I was in my season.
Right now, Chef Joe, there's three people in the house, in the jury house. Out of those three people, if it was Aaron in the end versus anybody other than maybe McCray or Amanda, because I think Helen will be gone this week. I think Aaron will win. Because right now, Judd is going to vote for Aaron to win. You can't take
all
that
right,
from him because
right.
Who was he blaming
Mary,
to go out
Mary,
of the house?
I don't think Helen.
Do
you understand that Jesse's going to be in the jury house now and she's going to taint it? Do you understand that?
Jesse's not against
be there.
She's going to
go to Jesse and go, hey, it's a relaxing period. The jury house is like, hey, we have no TV, no nothing. Judd and Jesse, I think, will hook up and be a showman later in the jury.
Wow. Yeah. No.
Hey, I'm talking from a former. I'm telling you, man, it will happen.
I sit there with Ashley,
and I sit there with Frank. And I told Ashley, I was like, don't do this. Ashley just become Frank's, like, bitch in the jury house. We were laying there having fun, Brittany, me. Because they give you alcohol. They give you a fucking $10 million mansion. You're laying out. You're having a good time. We saw people disappear. We were like, oh, shit, what happened? Well, it's... just that. You've been in a house for 70 days. If you're not a family man like I am, I mean, what would you do? If someone's throwing something on you. Think about that. It's serious, man. It the jury house can play. We went into production. I'll put you this way. We went into production, and production basically told us, you need to vote Dan to win this competition.
They actually told you that?
What?
They actually told you that?
What I mean by that is they let us into that. We went in, they gave us a pencil and paper and said, write down what you think. And then they said, well, what do you think? I mean, they tried to go, well, that's not right. Or that doesn't make a good contestant for the year. They also told us that, hey, if Ian wins it, it's probably not going to make history. Like, why wouldn't you do Dan? And we were like, damn, that sucks.
Wow.
But you know what? You could vote Dan. That's the oddity of it. We could all... I could have sat up there and voted Dan, but Ian was the best character for our season.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
See, that's what
people get mad at.
There's so much behind the scenes manipulation that I get angered at. I would like to see it more where we really get to see true feelings of the house guest, and I don't like to manipulate behind the scenes.
But,
Jerry, you know,
it's not manipulation. I mean, it's maybe you think that way type thing. You know what I mean? I mean, we're all strong people. If they invite you into the house, you are a strong personality.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
Right. The only thing they do is try. I mean, I'm against all the conspiracy theories. I was in the house. I mean, the only thing they would do was go, okay, you know, try to make this happen, or, you know, do you want to talk about this, or do you want to talk about that? And in the DR, they try to go, hey, you want to talk about that? But you are still you. But, I mean, we're still people. I never listened to that. I was like, all right, whatever. I mean, I knew in my season Dan was going to be the guy because we had a coach's twist. And they wanted Dan to be, every time I go into DR, they'd be like, oh, we got to fix it. Somehow, Dan's got to make it.
We do
and
have a
I
call
like,
from a fan, if you don't mind taking a call from a fan.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you like?
You kidding me?
We have Bethany on the air with us now. Bethany, do you have a question for Chef Joe?
Yes, actually, I've been sitting here listening, and I agree with some of his conversations. My name is Bethany. I'm a fellow Kentuckian, so I live in Richmond.
Oh, love her!
Yes. What a beautiful state we have. And I've heard you guys are coming because I listen to you guys every Thursday. So I think there's a couple on here also that live in Kentucky, right?
Yes, Mary
right.
and David.
I love them.
Hi, thank you for calling in, Bethany.
Mary and Grace.
She's talking about that woman watches her feet and she knows what she is talking about every single time she gets on the dot.
Oh, thank you.
I guess it started out to be a question, but I think you kind of confirmed it. My big feeling is I think that the jury would vote for Aaron because I don't think they believe Candace about some of the events that happened that night. I don't think they saw everything. I think that if it gets into the final two, producers will put in the bigot wheel and let them watch it or something. I just don't think CBS is going to let her win, even if she gets to the final two.
You know what? Who win? Aaron?
Aaron. I don't think they're going to let her win. I mean, she's become the poster child of
You know.
Yeah, I think she will. And here's the reason. The reason is because she became something, and they're going to make her into something else. The funny part about Big Brother is when you're on the scene, you're in the house, and you're doing Big Brother, they will change script at any time. Like, if you're, you know, if you're being betrayed or something, people call it being betrayed or something, but that's who you are. But actually, believe it or not, CBS actually helps you. They try to correct it. That they, I promise you this, they try to correct it. There's times. Go ahead.
Have they ever seen anything like this before, though? This is kind of a different league of what's going on. I mean, and she's continued to say stuff. And Amanda has, too. There's a lot of them that are not being brought out into the light that's going on with Steve. Is it Mary?
Yes.
She knows. I mean, this stuff is just, I mean, Connor and Jemima, Amanda saying that she, when she was gone, she's like a slave. But it's gotten really, really negative, really fast. Who knows?
I think this season is a different season than Big Brother's ever seen. That's
exactly
why they have the credit before they show any show on TV that this is a 24/7 show, and it's not our views, it's the view of the people inside the house.
They've never had to run that credit before.
Right. This is the first year ever. So this is a season like nobody's ever seen, and I don't think really anybody could, unless the people in the house right now, who's gone through this season, you know? But I do see what you say. If Erin goes to the final two, CBS will not let her win. But
no.
I can see what Joe says, because if I was in that house, if I was in jury, CBS wouldn't be making my decision for me.
Well, I think they'll bring out the bigger ill. I think they'll bring out that video that they showed on CBS of her saying everything she said, and most of them don't realize the extent to what she meant.
But are they allowed to?
They must have went there. I don't know. Jeff Joe kind of said that he was kind of, you know.
No, they are not allowed to.
They won't show you CBS footage?
No.
Well,
no. Not in any way.
You can't take Erin out into the streets and hold up her arm as Big Brother 15 winner without getting so much backlash.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just not going to happen.
I get it. I get the whole thing. I mean, she's just a young child who.
Oh, no, I get that. I'm not hating her. I think that, you know, anybody can be a minister, so I think anybody can be redeemed. But I think what I'm saying is she's not taking her out. She's not this, so she takes her out on the street for publicity. If she can, she's going to continue stupid thing, and you're not going to be able to stop her. And I just don't think that they're going to allow that to happen.
Let me give you an example. I was on a football team, right? One day I was walking out of high school class, and I called somebody a super N-word. By any stretch of the imagination, Joe isn't. I mean, that's who I all my best friends. I mean, it has nothing to do by any stretch of the imagination that it's racist. But one of my best friends goes, Joe, you just said something to a brother, and I called it a super N-word. Because we were playing football. I mean, it was like, dude, you're the best receiver I ever seen. But did I mean anything by it? No. Did I? Should I be?
You can play it on national TV, you know. And
yeah, exactly. I mean, I totally get that.
We're in a terrible playing field here.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is sometimes, I mean, I would look at the camera in the house and not even think about it. After 10, 20 days, you're in the house, you didn't think about it.
She's been warned.
I'm sorry?
She's been warned by Big Brother.
Yeah.
And that she's admitted it, and she continues to say it. And I'm not saying that she shouldn't be forgiven. I'm not saying people should turn her down.
Yeah.
I definitely think that does not happen. I honestly think with you. I fear for that. I think.
Hey, Bethany, I'm sorry, but your phone is starting to break up, at least to me a little bit. And we do have another person that's been on hold, if that's all right.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you for talking to me.
Bethany, thanks for calling
me. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much, Bethany. And call back again, okay? We'd love to hear you again.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we do have another caller that's been holding quite some time. So if you wouldn't mind, take one more call, Chef Joe.
I'm there, girl.
All right. You're awesome. We have Michael Doyle from Big Brother Whispers calling in.
Hi, Chef Joe. How's it going, buddy?
What's up, brother? How you
doing?
Hey,
doing awesome, man. Doing awesome. I just want to say something, like, strategy-wise. After watching tonight's episode, Spencer, he did pretty well tonight because you know how you have to select the people and stuff?
Yes, I noticed
that. Did you notice that he didn't select McCree and Amanda at the time?
No,
he separated up?
Yeah, Alyssa and Gina Marie, right?
Right, and so I was like, okay, so he extended an olive branch to McCree and Amanda.
Yeah, I gotcha. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
that's okay.
Go ahead, sir.
For me, the only thing about Spencer is, did you see the part where he coming out of the HOH room and, like, dropped his penis or dropped his pants?
Yes.
I don't get that.
Oh, but that ain't nothing compared to the words he said, Chef Jones.
For me, I'm sorry, dude. I have four kids. He's a creeper.
He is a creeper.
I think he's a little bit more than that. I think he's...
Something's
wrong with him.
I literally was watching the video. I was like, dude, you just dropped your pants for no reason. I mean, I lived in the house. Michael, I lived there. I totally admit, hey, dude, sometimes you need to... Whatever. After 80 days, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But this guy wasn't even... He had no coof about it.
I did go naked through the Big Brother house with my cowboy hat.
I seen that.
Well, yeah. Okay, you and Ian. I still have that cowboy hat,
cowboy.
By the way.
Oh man, but yeah, I totally hear you. It's been crazy live feeds. I haven't really, followed the live feeds, but I don't know. My thing with this season is it's crazy. It's crazy times 10. You know how you bring your auditions like times 10, and you bring like your personality times 10. This season is like crazy times 10.
It is.
It is.
So what do you think of the feed, Michael? I mean, what do you think of it? Is it appropriate? Not appropriate? Is it? Does it garner ratings?
I don't think personally they are worried about ratings because they actually started this show very, very early. So they had a lot of stuff on their plate that they wanted to bring across. The only problem I see with this is the fact that it's bringing up discussions. It doesn't bring up ratings. It only people can discuss about this and not watch the show. Like, I hear that at work and people are saying stuff, right? I'm not, talking about it. But they bring it up at work and it's obvious that they're not seeing the show, but they're still talking about it. So I think the best part that comes out of this season is all this stuff about like the racism, the irate stuff, and everything that's going on. It's bringing more awareness, and I think that's a good thing. But how they approached it, it kind of damaged the season, the show a bit. But remember back in season one and back in Holland and Germany. They had a lot of stuff that was extensions of, stuff that was going on at the time, too. and they try to push the boundaries a lot. So I think this is their way of doing it.
I agree. They are definitely trying to push the boundaries, and they're trying to get, to me, ratings. Hey, let me ask you this. Out of the group this year, who would you want to hang out with?
Who would I want to hang out with? Andy. I think Andy's pretty good.
McCray.
Why not Amanda or Helen?
I like Amanda too,
but we've been digging up a lot of stuff on, like, her CBS history. I don't know if you guys want to be
believe
spoiled.
That, you know?
Do you guys want to be spoiled
well
a little bit?
You think about when that came out. It was at the prime of Aaron's racism. So who's to say somebody on Aaron's PR team didn't make up something to say this to make now Amanda the enemy in America's eyes?
To take pressure off of Aaron.
That's what I think. Yeah, that's exactly what I think. And, you know, it's this season is so crazy times 10. I don't know. And, you know, it just, from a fan perspective, I don't know, man. It's just, it's crazy season. That's the only word that I could come up with. It kind of matches Survivor's last season when all that craziness and stuff that was going on, the emotions. It's a very emotional season times 10.
That I agree.
Absolutely.
I would tell you this.
Is it Michael I'm talking to here?
Yes, sir.
I will tell you this. If you keep just watching, things are going to change. What I mean by that is inside this house, when I lived there the last 4 weeks, I lived there, things just become, I mean, when that, now I look at it, it's drama filled. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's because
what you think in your mind and what things are about to explode in that house. And they're going to explode big time.
They just did.
Aaron is in a very particular situation right now because of the alliance right now with Spencer, McCray, and Amanda. That's three numbers right now.
Andy, McCray, and Amanda.
Andy.
Yeah, sorry about that. And then Spencer, too, because he extended that olive branch during that challenge, that HOH challenge. So you have, like, a hidden alliance going on there, and Aaron is running out of moves. I see the only move that she can do is put Helen on the block, like, exactly like what Mary said. And it's very odd because Mary and I, we have a lot of arguments.
Yes, we do.
But I do not think that Helen will be going home. I think if Spencer goes up with Helen...
I think she has planned Vito not to go home.
I think, though, Mary, I think that if Spencer goes up against Helen, I think finally Spencer will go home.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I'd be happy if Spencer did go home. But I'd also, I was rooting for Helen, and I love politics. And that's why I guess I really wanted Helen to win. But I saw so much to not like her cockiness. And guys, when I say that, we're all cocky in some way. I guarantee you Chef Joe was cocky in his season. I was cocky in some way.
I guarantee you y'all are all cocky. Yes, I do.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're put on Big Brother.
We wouldn't have been on the show if we weren't.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, we're going to take real quick because we're going to start wrapping up here in a few seconds.
Cowboy, if it's we need to go right now, okay? We've got kids got to go to bed in the morning.
Mary, I want you to
listen to
this. I'm
going to go to bed tonight. They got school in the morning.
I want you to listen to this clip. It's 50 seconds. This
clip
here is what
I love
you.
I love you. Terry, I love you. Call me tomorrow.
Okay,
I
will.
I love you. Listen to the archives. Okay.
Okay.
So, a few years ago, I actually interviewed Alyssa on a red carpet event in Las Vegas after Rachel's season. And we're about to listen to, I have not heard this. So this is several years later. I have not heard it, but Paul has clipped it together. It's about 50 seconds. And this is me interviewing Alyssa
from Big Brother 15 before she was even in the house.
This is incredible. You know what? We're going to do a special treat. This is Rachel's sister. She's going to say hi to the chat room. This is the beautiful Alyssa.
And you're on the Red Reality Show. So
hi, Big Brother Red Reality Show. This is Alyssa. Glad to talk to everyone tonight.
Alyssa, you're beautiful as well.
Thank you very much. I'm having so much fun tonight.
What did you think about your sister in the show?
I thought my sister is beautiful and wonderful and definitely brought a lot of entertainment to Big Brother 12.
Oh,
I thought she was awesome. Her and Brendan are such a cute couple, and they'll definitely stay together. And I'm so excited to see them on the Bold and the Beautiful Monday.
Guys, we're waiting for Rachel and Brendan.
Wow, dude. Where did you get that?
Well, that was pretty good.
I'll see you guys later.
I love you, Doyle.
Okay, bye, Mary. I'll call you tomorrow for sure.
Bye,
all right.
Mary, David.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye, pal.
Bye, everybody.
Michael, Doyle, that was, to answer your question, that was at the Vegas Bash that Ron went to, and he did a three-hour radio show of the red carpet with so many people, and he was getting tired. Cowboy took over the mic for a second, and so you heard Cowboy talking first, and then Ron Rad came back, and that was his voice you heard then near the end.
Oh, hey, Cowboy, you know you're a fan when even after the live feeds are done, you watch the show, and then you watch the reunion show live, and then you watch the party live, and you stick through the whole thing.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, we have incredible fans. We still do. We've held them. Even today, you know, I bartend at Mickey Gilly's. Y'all know that. And, you know, so many people recognize me today. And, you know, I know, Chef, it's a very humble experience, you know, when someone's like, holy moly, you on Big Brother. And I'm very...
Again.
We did, okay. Well, if he don't call back, that's okay. I tell you what, he's probably wanting to talk to his kids because it is late. Is his kids off the air as well?
Yes.
Okay. I tell you what, I want to give special thanks out to Chef Joe's family calling in. That was a very emotional part for me as well. My family's a big deal, and I know it is for him as well. I want to thank Chef Joe. I want to thank David and Mary, Chi-Town Joe in the chat room. I guess he don't have any breaking news for us, except he has sent some nice pictures this week to my Facebook. So, he sent some. I gotta tell up on him. He sent me some pictures, and he's like, "Make sure the kids are not around. This is for Daddy." So, you know, he's always coming up with some great things about Big Brother, and he knows it first, it seems. Michael Doyle, thank you so much for calling in. I want to thank Cherry and Paul, great producers. They're always at my fingertips, even filling in for me last week. And I want to thank Gene from the Glass House again for calling in, being a part of last week. Willie Hance, I want to say thank you so much for calling in last week as well. He called in and talked to Big Brother last week. I know I'm leaving some. Brandy from Oklahoma City / Norman, thank you so much for calling in and telling about Maddie. I know I'm leaving someone out. Help me out, guys. Panther calling in as well. You know, she's amazing. She's listening on the road. So we're going to wrap this up. We do really... have, we do,
Cowboy, we do have Shaitan Joe. Just because you started talking about him, he popped on the switchboard.
Okay,
okay.
I'm going to log
put
off, guys.
I'm
going to sign off.
All right, take care,
okay,
Michael. Thank you.
Michael.
You guys. You guys always do an awesome show. Thank you so much for doing this again, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Our pleasure. Thank you for calling in, babe.
Okay, bye.
And Joe, you're live on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Chi-Town Joe, you're not going to be jealous if Chef Joe is at my right-hand side cooking a dinner in New Hampshire, are you?
No, and if he brings that big semi-truck, I'd be happy to come in and join you guys.
Well,
we have sharp knives.
Well, I absolutely. You know, I tell you what, him and I have became really close. And have you listened to our podcast on TV Talk?
No, because I don't get it on my computer.
Well, download it.
Oh, I can? The app?
Yeah, you could go to TVTalk.com and
now,
you can listen to it.
I was gonna ask that question too, Chi-Town Joe, because everybody keeps saying download the app to your smartphone. Well, I don't have a smartphone, and I know you don't either.
Right.
Well, you can actually. I tell you what. If you go to Adam Ponk's Facebook page,
yeah,
he has a link to the podcast. You can actually listen to all of ours. From Adam Hawk to JoJo to Michelle Costa and Ronnie. And then, of course, last night, week 7, Power of Veto, is Chef Joe and mine. And it is hilarious. It is.
Hey.
It's really cool.
So
I will.
Joe, what a perfect setup. I'm sure you want to talk about Adam.
Well, you know, Adam has that big party going on tonight in Hoboken with all the Big Brother people, like he did for the premiere of Big Brother this season.
Party.
Yeah, at Willie McBride's, where he always has his parties on Wednesday night, his trivia night. But I wanted to let you know, there's three quick things. So you know, Cowboy, that Big Brother production film something with Ian for the show. And my idea is they might have him on a TV screen talking to, doing maybe an eviction, or maybe he'll be there doing a veto ceremony, but it'd be on screen. So, he filmed that.
That's awesome. So we're going to see Ian Terry in the next week or so.
Yeah, it'll be within the next week or so for sure. And I just, there's two big people that you know, Cowboy, that are celebrating their birthday tonight. And we have to say they're part of the family here at the round table. Is Laura McDonald, you know, Maddie's mom, and of course... Tom, the North Star, turns a year older than he was yesterday.
Happy birthday to Laura McDonald and Tom, the North Star.
Absolutely. We appreciate both of them. And Chi-Town Joe, thank you so much for calling in. I am kind of cutting it short. It's been a long week for myself. I've got to wake up early and take the kids to school because we are in school season. And I'm throwing in the towel. I'm saying I'm tired. That happens every once in a while. But I want to say thank you so much to everybody. We will be going live in Louisville, Kentucky next week. So there's no telling who our guests will be next week. I will be getting with David and Mary and see who's going to be arriving on Thursday, and we might pull them into. Actually, I do know, but I don't think Danielle's going to be there when we do the show.
I know she's going to be there to have a few drinks later on that evening. I would love to have her on again, but we'll see what happens.
I'm excited about doing the show again from Louisville. That was so much fun last year, and I can't wait to do it again this year.
Well, I am going to say this way before next week. I do have my same running partner, I hope. No, I think I will. But I had this last year. But I have not trained. I said I was going to train. You know, it's gonna probably kill me again, but I'm going to change some things around. I'm going to probably listen to it for once instead of trying to wear the pants in the relationship. And, you know, maybe we can pull it off. I'd be happy. This is what I'm going to say. I'd be happy if we came in half this next week. If we came in half of the participants and not tied for last, I'd be happy. And I think we can make that happen.
This year, I'm not only going to bring an audio recorder, I'm going to bring a video recorder and an audio recorder. So...
Oh, Lord, help us all.
I'm going to get you on film if you come in last, so you better step up your game.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, to everybody that's on podcast, thank you so much. Everyone that's in the chat room, thank you so much. Everyone that's going to listen to archives, thank you so much. And Michelle Costa, well, you got a shout-out, so we hope that you're happy. And Paul and Cherry, you're amazing.
I don't know if it's on internet, but we'll see.
Good night, everybody.
I'm sorry about that, cowboy.
It was hilarious.
Fresh.
That was beautiful.
But thank you so much for everything, cowboy. And I'll give you a call tomorrow after I talk to Mary and David, and we've got a lot to talk about for Louisville. I'm really looking forward to it. So thank you again. It was awesome talking to Chef Joe again. He is such a pleasure to hear from. And I thanked him off air. He sent me a replacement cookbook and a T-shirt after my fire, and I did thank him off air.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that. That is awesome.
What a great guy. I just can't say enough about him. And, I mean, it really touched my heart to get, you know, I had ordered one of his cookbooks, and it burned in my house. And for him to send a replacement to me and a T-shirt from Big Brother 14 meant so much to me. It just really touched my heart.
A stand-up
guy,
you know, absolutely.
So thank you, Cowboy, so much.
Absolutely. Again, y'all can listen to the podcast if you go to Adam Fox's Facebook page. I know that he has a link on one of his things, but it actually pulls all of our podcasts on there. But we would love for you to go to TVTalk.com. You'll be able to get started, and if have a smartphone, that is the easy way. If you have a smartphone, download it. We have a TV talk sessions of a week, every one of us. I'm really excited that they've employed six of us, and it's, you know, great company. And thank you so much to the fans. Without you, we wouldn't be doing what we love to do. So God bless you.
Thank you, Cowboy. You take care, and we'll close the show with Ron, as we always do. Want to make sure that everybody remembers to join us again on Mondays for Manic Monday at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Gosh, I can't speak tonight. Oh, boy, I'm having a rough one tonight.
Sherry, Jake, take two.
Two of what is the question?
Join us Monday,
7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. And then back here again on Thursdays for the Big Brother Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis. and his special guest. And I'm going to get off here before I'm just done.
Blooper reel.
We're trying to close the show. Thank
hey,
you all for being here with us.
Hold on just 1 second. This has really bugged me, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But when the heck are these house guests going to realize that it's been years since they've been interviewed on a CBS morning show? I can't believe they still think that that's happening. Anyway, say goodnight, Paul. Goodnight, Paul.
Goodnight, Paul.
I don't know. I guess they still think they're being interviewed, huh?
Oh, yes. I mean, Jesse was saying, I will have this dress to meet Julie after I get evicted, and then I'm going to save this dress for being on the talk show tomorrow morning. I'm so nervous about being on that talk show. And it's every year these house guests think that they're going on some morning show afterwards, and it drives me nuts. Anyway,
that shows
I got it
you
off
how much,
my chest.
How much Big Brother they watch.
Yep.
I guess. Okay. We're going to close this one up for the evening. Thank you all, everyone, for being here, everyone in the chat room, everyone who's listening on the podcast. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Cowboy, we love you so much. Take care, everyone. Here's Ryan.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I want to do this one. Sweet dreams.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Wonderful weekend. Thanks for being here with us, everyone. God bless. Good night.